SAA now has funds to stay afloat during its business rescue process. This comes after securing a loan from the Development Bank of South Africa. The DBSA, as well as SAA's business rescue practitioners, have opted not to do any interviews today. But to the Business Day's Carol Payton broke the story, and she joins us on the line with more of the detail. Carol, thanks so much for your time this evening. So SAA has secured a 3.5 billion rand in loan funding from the Development Bank of Southern Africa, needed to run the airline during this entire process of business rescue. How significant is this?
Well, it's very significant because the SAA was unable to raise this money from commercial banks. And it was also the Treasury was unable to transfer this money to SAA because it didn't have the sort of legal mechanism to do so. So it's actually, a lifesaver for SAA.
This, coupled with the first $2 billion that was provided through a loan from a consortium of commercial banks, takes total funding now to 5.5 billion rand. Carol, is that the extent to which SAA's funding needs have grown from the initial $4 billion that was being sought to fund this rescue process?
Yeah, that's right. That seems to be what they're estimating now. So initially, beginning of December, they said $4 billion, which sort of carried them through till mid-February, when the plan is supposed to be, the business rescue plan is supposed to be completed. But I think what happened is soon after they put the airline into business rescue, the ticket sales collapsed. So they didn't get the revenue that they had anticipated they would get. So that's why the funding needs grew so fast. So for them, I guess it's imperative that they restore their confidence. And if this 5.5 billion is going to be enough.
Yeah, because mid-Feb doesn't seem like a long while away, but when you're in distress, it can seem very far off. This seeing the risk of that cost potentially rising even further as the process plays itself out, one would assume.
Well, yeah, that's the problem. I would imagine, they've been needing this money since mid-December. So I'm sure that they have a lot of outstanding bills at the moment. They did manage to pay salaries. I don't know how, but I would imagine that there's quite a large claim already on that 3.5 billion that they got today.
Are we getting any sign of the kind of progress that is being made when it comes to this business rescue process, Carol, and whether that mid-Feb deadline is still, in fact, a viable one?
Well, it's already an extension, if you remember. I think business rescue practitioners normally have 30 days or something. And it's already an extension of that, I think a month's extension of the deadline. So I don't think that it's viable to have another extension. And, I mean, they can't carry on extending simply because, they have to actually do this restructuring, which means they have to really, really curtail costs, and they can't carry on running the airline, with a full service, with full staff complement like they have been, because it's just costing them way, way too much money.
Yeah. How rife is the risk that this could well go bust? I mean, earlier this month, speculation was doing the rounds that the airline was going to fold as it faced a liquidity crisis.
Well, nobody knows, and I think that's the big unknown. So I think for taxpayers who are now watching another bailout, I mean, yes, it is another bailout. The Treasury say it isn't, but actually it is.
Because it's guaranteed at the end of the day.
Yeah, and Treasury will ultimately pay it back, because SAA will not be in a position to pay back this money in the medium term. So it is a claim on the fiscus. I think that that's the problem for taxpayers, is that can we be convinced that firstly that this will be the last claim? I'm not sure if that's the case, and especially when and would it work? We could sort of put all this money into it and then it could collapse anyway. And I think that because the business rescue practitioners have provided so little information, and it's been such a fraught process for them with, trying to rescue a sort of public entity, which they've never done before.
Yeah.
I think we don't know. So we've got no idea. We've got no insight into whether that plan is workable and whether it can be done. And then, of course, there's the additional problem which SAA has had is, you know, fine, you might get the money and the plan, but then you need the people to actually run the airline.
Absolutely. Well, Carol, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That was Business Day's writer at large, Carol Payton.